I hereby introduce to you Mr. Michael Veazey.
Hey, 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 welcome to Amazing FBA, the place to be for UK-based Amazon entrepreneurs. I'm your host, Michael Veazey. Welcome to the show. Hey guys, welcome to Amazing FBA. Now this is something a little bit different today. We are out in the country. This is Godalming in Surrey. And this is a place I used to live. It's very, very beautiful, very tranquil place indeed. And I'll just give you a flavor of what's going on here. We've got a churchyard. We've actually got people in the background here, if I can show you, playing bowls. Could not be more English. Like Drake playing bowls and the Spanish Armada's about to come. So this is the place that I've chosen, ironically, to talk about my reaction to Brexit. Now, the first thing to say is, excuse the sunglasses, but my eyes are very tired. As you can hear, my voice is, la voce is not what it could be because I have been ill. So you could probably care less about that. But that's one reason I've been absent if you are an avid listener. So I am here to talk about Brexit. Now, like an awful lot of people, especially those in the business community, especially in London, I was moderately traumatized by the fact that we left the EU for multiple reasons. Now, I'm not going to sit here and grandstand about it. This is not a political broadcast, and I'm not interested in getting into that. But as a business person, we have to deal with it. And as importers, and in some cases exporters, we really have to deal with it fast. It's not something that can be ignored. So I thought it was something to address. And the first thing to say is, I think looking at things with calm and consideration is what is needed now. There's been an awful lot of drama. A lot of people have very strong opinions by the side of that sort of thing. As a business person, I think two things. First of all, I'm not going to talk about the politics and the social side of it, although they're big. I have my personal views. That's irrelevant to you as a listener and indeed a viewer now as you're watching it. But I also think that as a business person, you have to take it into account. It's economics. It's part of what we have to deal with. So the first thing to say is calm is needed. Calm and less about opinion and more about accepting reality. Whatever you think should or shouldn't have happened, whatever you think should or shouldn't happen from now on, what we need to do in business is deal with reality rather than what we think should happen. So the first reality is the pound to dollar exchange ratio. Let's talk about that first, okay? It's obvious that the pound has taken a huge hammering. It's gone from the day before Brexit, you could buy $1.48 with a pound. The day after it went to 1.33. It's currently, I've last looked, it was about 1.29, 1.30. So it depends when you're listening to it. It's going to change on a daily basis for a while. So that's something that we've got to deal with. Now, the immediate impact of that, if you're a British-based person with, you know, pounds to spend on products from China, is obviously that you are going to be buying in dollars and spending in pounds. So your exchange ratio is massively against you. It's gone down 15% since the day before Brexit. So that's actually really seriously bad news. Now, other ways around this, the other ways I would say medium term you need to deal with this. I would say if you're selling in the USA, keep selling, keep the dollars. If you don't already have a dollar account in the UK, it sounds like a contradiction in terms. If you haven't come across it, you can easily get that set up, and I would definitely do that, right? So I would say have a dollar account in the UK. And I might even take a walk around this very beautiful place in a minute and show you around it. It's such a tranquil place. I come here to reflect sometimes. So yeah, it's a time for reflection, and it's a time for medium-term thinking. Short-term, there are going to be things you can't do a thing about. Medium term, if you don't have a business in the US already, it's worth building up. And here's why. Because if you have to exchange pounds for dollars, that's not good news. But if you can exchange dollars for dollars in future, because the Chinese suppliers mostly want to get paid in dollars, then you are avoiding the British economy. And I personally think you just need to stay out of the British economy and certainly out of the pound to dollar exchange rate for as long as you can. I don't see that going in our favor. When it comes to euros, a little bit different. I mean, the euro is also strengthened against the pound, or the pound has dropped against the euro, which is to be expected. However, the eurozone has a nice habit of producing its own crises. And I fully expect Greece to produce a crisis within, say, 6 to 18 months. I can't give you an exact time, but I can guarantee you, I'd put absolutely money on it, that Greece will create a crisis because Greece has huge debts it cannot pay off. They've just kicked the can down the road, okay? And again, I'm not being political. I'm not saying this is good or bad. I'm just saying as a business person, it's good to be aware of overall economics. So Europe is a bit of a different thing. That's a bit more nuanced, I think. So you've got to think big picture strategy to deal with big geopolitical sort of changes, right? So let's talk about your more immediate strategy. I think if you have dollars, either keep them or exchange them for products in China and then sell those products in the USA. I really don't think you should be selling in the UK right now if you can avoid it, all things being equal, right? Now, that means you've got to crunch your figures. You've got to see if there's profit to be made or if you're going to be making a loss, right? You've always got to do that anyway. But all things being equal right now, if you sell in the UK, you are then going to have to go back to your supplier and buy in dollars. And even if you buy in what yuan or, you know, Chinese RMB, the Chinese currency, it's basically pegged to the dollar in practice. You're not officially, but it kind of follows the dollar. And therefore, you know, the relationship with the pound will be similar. So longer term, you've just got to see how it goes, right? Which really brings me to the other point, which is a mindset thing that, you know, you've just got to deal with reality and there are always going to be opportunities. Now, one opportunity is very simple. It's going to thin the herd a bit. I mean, some UK sellers are just going to close up shop. And for them and for you, indeed, it might be the right decision, right? I'm not saying that you should or shouldn't finish a business. Knowing when to get out is a good business skill. And there's kind of no perfect answer to that. But one of the things really to know about recessions is that a lot of successful businesses start in recessions because it thins the herd. An awful lot of people will run away or run around not making decisions. As long as you don't throw all your money into one thing that makes no sense, then if you've got enough cash to win out to another day and you stick with it, a lot of people leave the market and it will thin the herd. So I would say now is quite a good time if you're in an Amazon business to stick with it and then let other people do the panicking and you just stay calm. Okay. If you're selling in the USA, you're sitting pretty. Keep your dollars. Do not change them back into pounds. Keep them in dollars. And if you don't know how to do that, and it's pretty straightforward, you just get a, I use Currencies Direct. You could use World First, who I've also used to receive the money from the USA, that from Amazon goes to that account. And then you have a US dollar account in the UK. I think HSBC run them. They're supposed to be good. I use Metro Bank. They're not perfect, but they got on with setting up an account, right? So, you know, that's the main thing. And also, the irony of sitting where I am is a quintessentially English scene is don't be kind of middling little Englanderish about it either. I doubt that's going to be true for many Amazon sellers either, but just be international in your outlook. Look for opportunities wherever they are in the globe. Just be international. And again, you know, something I would say to Brexiteers, and it's worth considering if you run any kind of business, never mind an Amazon business, is this: capital is almost instantly mobile and has almost no barriers for moving around the world. What I mean by capital is money. I can take money, I can send it over to China, and even though China is kind of awkward compared to other countries for sending money to it, I can send it over there within 2-3 days. And then I can sell in America, and it's much harder to get goods into America, but it's easier than people. The hardest thing in the world is people to move. Now, everyone got obsessed during the whole Brexit campaign with the freedom of labor movement. And there are issues around that, and I'm not gonna bother rehashing those. They've been done to death over here. But one thing I would say is this: yes, okay, maybe a Polish laborer can come and take work off a British person. Maybe they should, maybe they shouldn't. I'm not gonna get into that debate. That there's always a certain degree of barriers. It's very easy to ban people. Products have to jump through hoops to get through customs, but they're much, much more likely to be traded between barriers, right, between countries. But capital, as in money, would be sent around the globe at a click of a button. And that's as true for you and me as it is for big people now. I mean, you can use Currencies Direct, you can use World First, whoever, really. I mean, if you're paying people in obscure places, like I've got a couple of outsourcers in Serbia who are outside the EU and they don't use PayPal there, I'm exploring what I might use to pay them there. There's all sorts of options these days, right? So the point I'm making is, capital can move at the click of a button. And it did. The day after Brexit, capital moved right out of the pound and back the dollar. And it, to a degree, I think it's going to be moving out of the UK as well. That could or not be bad for you, depending on your personal situation. I'm not going to get into that. But the point I'm making is just a mentality. Your mentality needs to be international, and it needs to be kind of led by where are you going to invest your capital, where it's going to get you the best gain. And yeah, for my money, if you are in America, keep going. If you're in Britain, look at your figures. I'm not saying abandon shop. Like I say, a lot of people are going to panic and run away. It could be a good time to hang on because your competitors will run away. But just be prepared for the fact that your profits are probably going to drop because your costs are going to rise. All other things being equal, you know, roughly 15% because the pound to dollar ratio has changed that much. Obviously, that's going to be true for a lot of other Amazon sellers in the UK as well. So Medium term, it could be that we're looking at price rises. And of course, we're looking at probably price rises, i.e. inflation down the road in the UK anyway, because we are a country of importers, like it or not. And we import net a hell of a lot more than we export. Again, there are arguments to be had either way. I'm not going to get into politics. But, you know, the point is for us that prices are likely to rise across the board in Amazon, which may make it profitable again for you as a seller. You know, temporarily, if you're buying from China right now, it may not be such a great time to do it. So here's a few thoughts. I mean, I don't have any fully formed strategies, really, because there aren't any fully formed certainties going on in the politics. We don't even have a new prime minister selected yet, and it's all up in the air. But the most important thing is, I would say, keep a calm mentality, have an opportunity-minded. I don't mean abandon everything overnight, but I mean just keep an eye out for where opportunities come and the threats, and keep an international outlook, you know, because we are international sellers. If you sell in the UK, even if you just sell in the UK, you're buying from China probably. And keep an eye on the European thing. That's going to be interesting going forward. Again, if you're selling in Europe, now is a good time to sell in Europe because you keep your euros. Again, if you have euros, keep euros for now because they're worth more than pounds. Down the line, I think it's going to become, that's going to be just as vulnerable to crazy stuff happening as the pound will, actually, because, as I say, Greece is a member of the Eurozone and Greece is stony cold broke. Anyone who tells you otherwise is just BSing. They can't pay their debts. They won't pay their debts. There will be a reckoning. The euro will take a hit. I will put money on that. If I'm wrong, then I'm happy to come back and confess it, but I don't know when, right? If I could say when, I'd retire and get rich, but, you know, it's going to happen. So I would say Eurozone is going to be a very interesting one to watch. But again, for the moment, hang on to euros and kind of keep recycling euros, i.e., for example, if you sell in Germany, then sell your euro, you know, sell your stuff, collect euros in a bank account, and then use your euros to translate into dollars to buy from China, you know. The other option is obviously buying from somebody in Europe who will buy in euro, you know, you can buy from them in euros, a manufacturer, which is something I was exploring a while ago before Brexit. I will probably start exploring that again, but that's kind of on the back burner. My main priority is to use my dollars to create more dollars. So a few thoughts, folks. As ever, it's all about mentality, really. You know what? If you look for opportunities and you're aware of threats and you're not Pollyanna-ish and you're not negative, you're, I'm going to put this, factual, calm, but when you see an opportunity, you move. And that is a mentality that will stand you so well in business and investing. And actually, it's very, very interesting because my landlord is a very cool dude. He's a 90-year-old guy. He's been investing in the City of London for 60 years. Fascinating guy. He's got an incredibly long-term perspective, of course. And he's seen everything. He's seen the rise of Nazism in Europe as a very, very young man. He's seen, you know, the oil crisis of the 70s. He's seen us join the EU. He's seen us leave the EU in the UK. Or probably going to leave, I imagine. So to have a long-term perspective, see things clearly, keep internationally minded, and that will serve you well in these turbulent times. More specifics in the next one. I just thought I'd do a sort of mindset general one because it's a topic that's flying around the air and needed addressing.
That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. I really appreciate it. Now, over to you. First, 80-20 everything. Learn the critical few. Maybe there's one thing in this podcast that can make all the difference. Find that thing. 20% of inputs, give 80% of the outputs. Which are the critical few for you? Then take action. Imperfect action beats perfect inaction every single time. Finally, and not least, review. If you've made mistakes, learn from them. If you've made a success, duplicate it. You can't do that unless you look back. So in summary, learn the critical few, then do, then review. And then, my friend, it's up to you. That's it. Thank you so much for your attention. Speak to you in the next episode.